Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello,
guys,
hello. And welcome.
Who does it?
I feel like I've forgotten what to do. Who starts?
Hi, guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate and enjoy being positive.
Aspirational women.
We've not done this for a few weeks. When was the last time we recorded?
Oh God, it feels like it was last year. It feels like ages ago. This is the first episode of 2024.
Oh no.
Here is your highlights.
No.
For 2023. I nearly did one and then I decided not to bother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, last time we did it, you were really pregnant. In fact, can we do the shots now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we're going to do a shot.
We're going to start the year. So it's 2024. We've got a big fucking year coming up, haven't we? Like, we're going to do some good shit, guys. And this time, and we mean it.
We mean it.
This isn't the YouTube when we made the YouTube account and never did another video. Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Right, okay.
It's more than a mouthful.
Oh, that's
said that
stunning.
A few times, fucking hell.
They're
last
gorgeous.
Night, James did the most disappointing sex.
Why?
And he's so upset because he's gone away this morning as well. And he messaged me like, I'm so upset that I did that last night when it was our last.
What was it?
He just spontaneously compulsed after like.
Oh, like a three squirt.
It was literally like.
Yeah.
Oh, and he went, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
I know.
And then did you go in a mood a bit?
Well, I was just like, what was that? And then this morning when he was getting on the plane, I said to him, if your plane crashes, that's the last shag you ever gave me. That is what I'm going to remember you by. You've gone away on a lad's holiday and you gave me that the night before.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
But that just reminded me about the, should we do another or do we wait a little?
Fuck it. Let's do another one because then... Yeah.
And then it's all gone. Trying tequila rosé, by the way. And
we love tequila rosé.
Honestly,
is it tequila rosé or rose? Don't know.
Tequila who? Right, anyway, the reason you're drinking is because you can now. Because guess what?
I'm not pregnant.
She's not
anymore.
Fucking pregnant for once.
So
you've been pregnant for a long time.
For a long time. I'm not doing it again soon, guys.
Are you going to have another?
I don't. Don't ask me these questions.
Too soon.
Having a baby is horrible.
I feel like once you've had one, straight away the next question is when's the next.
Yeah,
you?
And that's not fair. Like,
no, it's not really.
So yeah, I had the baby. Baby Snowy baby.
Right, let's talk about Baby Snow.
Yeah.
So you mentioned this name like what? No, it was quite late on that name came, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's everyone said about it? And where did it come from?
I just was like, oh my God, what about Snow?
But why?
Because I wanted S, like Saskia.
I like that. I love, what's the word? There's a word for it and I like it.
Alliteration
or something.
You know what we mean. And I was like, oh my God, Snowy is just the cutest name in the world. And hasn't it grown on you loads?
Is it cute or is it ridiculous?
I think it's a bit of both.
A bit of both. And I feel like the other names that you had weren't ridiculous enough.
No. So
do you know what I mean?
We had this one name. Are we allowed to say
no, it? No, absolutely. Not after you broke my heart again and again. And then...
Are you still... Do you still want to use it?
Yes, it's my fucking name.
You're
going
to use it.
Forever.
Now I want to have another baby just so I can use Lauren's
name. No, when you said that name, a small part of me died.
That name was my name before it was yours.
I had that name when I was with...
I said that name on the pod years ago.
I had that name when I was with... Because I remember his mum being like... You're not calling it that. And I thought, I'll do what I fucking want, lady.
Oh, God.
So, anyway.
A lot of people, like, when I went to take her for her passport pictures, and a lady was like, oh, my God, what have you called her? And I was like, Snow. And it was, like, in Knutsford, and it was an old lady. But, yeah. And she was like, oh, and, like, walked off. But I don't care what anyone thinks.
I think the names that you had, including the one that we were going to use, that name we were going to use, I think is too soft. You needed something a bit more fucking powerful. Like, you can, I just feel like you've got the aura where you can give your kid a ridiculous name, because guess what? I want to, and I can do that.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like if I was at my Thea was at her school and she was called Snow, along with in Rotten Stall, it's not.
I don't think.
No. With like Kai and all the other names that I can't think of now. And then Snow wouldn't have fit. However, you can. So I'm glad you did.
So I did. And she has no middle name.
What do you even middle name that?
Yeah, you can't. So, so I had the baby and I
managed to get
the room that I wanted.
Tell us a little bit about the birth.
Right, so I got room 101 at the Portland, which is the best room that you can
get. It sounds really
creepy.
It sounds like a room that everyone gets murdered in.
Yeah, I know. But, like, so basically I was pushing for room 101 and then they were like, Ashley, we're really sorry. We don't think you're going to get...
Why? Obviously, what's the hierarchy?
Well, it's not like a hotel when you know when someone's checking out. People go into labour early.
Yeah, but
these,
I thought
problems.
They just did sections there, no?
No, you have a natural...
Did you vaginal?
Molly May had her vaginal there.
Oh, of course. Right, okay. So they can't
be sure.
So did
Megan, yeah. So they don't know, like, I do think, because they said it was the busiest the hospital has ever been, I do think they might make it into just sections soon.
Really? Because it's a big room.
Because everyone is, like, a lot more people are going private births now.
So Ashley gave me a tour, didn't you, when you got there?
Of the room, yeah.
Videoed. It had, like, a living room.
Yeah.
Ed had a room.
Yeah.
You had a room.
It's still, like, a hospital.
But do you know
vibe?
What's
it's
annoying, though? Like, when you go into the bathrooms, it's still a hospital
it is
bathroom.
Still a hospital.
Whether you're in Withy, whether you're in... It's a hospital bathroom.
Well, I had to go to the NHS. You were praying for it. So I need to tell you about this. So anyway,
yeah, but I wanted you to have the baby there.
No.
I wanted you to go into labour and have the baby in Withy car park.
Everything went really, really well. But when I went down to theatre to have the baby, they put the spinal block in, which they do when you have your C-section, and it makes you go numb from, like, your boobs
down. Is that the same as an epidural, or is it different? Because I think
different.
I had an epidural and a spinal block, and
I couldn't
walk
both.
For a very long time.
I didn't think anything of it, but I remember the guy, the anaesthetist, saying to me, if you get a headache, you need to go to hospital.
Because they had to put that much in, do you think?
No, so basically... I was fine. Everything was fine. I stayed 2 nights, went home. Then on like day 4, I woke up with this fucking banging headache. And basically, it's when they've punctured your spine that many... No, spine stuff is minging, isn't it?
It reminds me of like jelly.
Yeah, the fluid off my brain had leaked through the hole.
Right.
So then my brain had swollen up and I was getting these epidural headaches. And the only way you can combat them is to lie down to fill it back up. Long story short, I had to go into Withinshaw Hospital.
You did.
They were absolutely amazing.
Shout
Honestly, they were so good. And they had to do another epidural on me, but no baby was coming out this time.
So there's no excitement at this point.
So they had to take blood out of my arm and put it into my back. I've had a pretty shit time. Yeah.
Ew.
So.
Luckily you had Nanny. Tell me about
that.
I've
got my Nanny.
Because whenever anyone says that you've had a shit time, everyone goes to you, oh my God, what were we laughing at the other day?
Oh yeah. She's got all the help in the world.
What the fuck could she, what did you
I'd
post?
I'd look like that if I had that money
that was
and
it.
Time.
We were laughing. So Ashley posted before and after MLD massage.
Yeah.
And she looks unreal. She'd had a baby about a fucking hour ago.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. And we were voice noting each other what we thought the Karens would have been saying back to that.
No, someone did reply and they were like, this isn't affordable, and loads. I keep getting loads of those messages recently, and I'm just blocking people.
But the thing is,
this is not the page for you.
No, nobody is saying that you can't. No one's asking you to fuck. Go and watch someone's skint then.
Yeah,
like go and follow someone's skint. Well, I bet that's a really interesting Instagram to follow. Today I had a tin of baked beans for my breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not they're following you because you're interesting. Like. Fine, go and follow somebody's
I wouldn't have had another baby if I didn't have Night Nanny.
But, yeah, we were saying that everyone will be replying like, yeah, well, if I had a Night Nanny, I'd look like that. I'd look like that when I... She's all about bloody surgery. She's like, well, if I had that money, I'd look like that as well. No, Karen, you wouldn't, because you're eating 10 packets of crisps for breakfast.
Yeah.
So, no, you wouldn't.
No.
But tell us, everyone wants to know this shit. Everyone's really obsessed with this nanny stuff. It's a big... Like, Molly May mentioned it, didn't she?
Yeah.
I feel like... I think it's... touch of jealousy.
Well, the thing is, so my sister's moved to Dubai, and everyone in Dubai's got like 2-3 like nanny housekeeper. They've got
it's
everything.
Just the reality. But
it's
you just don't what pay they them have. Anything, do they? That's
well,
why,
it's just what they have.
Yeah, it's and, the norm.
I need my sleep, so I got a night nanny again.
I think people that don't agree with it,
you can't function with no sleep. I couldn't have been here today.
Yeah, it's fucking hard graft, isn't it? Really hard.
You feel fucked.
And what I would say is if I was in that financial position and someone said to me, you can have a night, two nights, three, whatever, sleep, I would be like, give me the sleep.
100, you need it.
Because my head's going and I'm going to drop her and I'm going to fall asleep with her. Don't get me wrong, that's reality. That's what everyone has to do when you have a baby.
Well, but that's if you why don't you get maternity leave as
exactly.
well.
And you haven't had maternity leave either. So that's the other thing. Yeah. When you were in hospital, it was so cute. I was texting Ed.
Aww.
And I was like, I haven't heard from her for ages. She's not replied. Like, is everything all right? And he sent me this really cute message and he was just like, Mum and baby doing fine.
Oh,
she's here. All's good. She's just having a little rest.
A little rest.
And it was really cute. And then when you were in hospital with the
spine thing,
I texted him and he's like, she's doing really well. Oh. We'll keep you updated, but all looks good.
Kind regards.
Kind regards. And the way he's like, little doll.
Doll.
That's what he calls you, doesn't he? Doll. Like anything you say to him, like,
I know. Doll. I just want to murder him at the minute. But
do you think that's because you've got a new baby and it's just really stressful?
Yeah. Hormonal. Like, I'm just being a horrible bitch to everyone. I've still got this headache quite bad.
Oh my God, I had to talk you down off a ledge.
Yeah.
She rang me, we won't say what, but she rang me and she was going to be incredibly horrible to somebody.
Yeah.
She called them an effing twat.
Yeah.
And said she was going to be absolutely horrible. And she rang me and basically I was in the bath with Thea.
I always have to ring you
And
first.
She rang me and the first words were, Lauren. And I was like, yeah. She's like, talk me down off a ledge. Or tell me to jump. Which one? And I was like, I don't think you should send that. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. I'm not, but I don't think you should send that right now.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And then we laughed about it afterwards. Yeah. But sometimes you just need that voice to be like,
stop.
Maybe not now. Yeah. Maybe think about that in an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had a headache and I think there's nothing worse.
Oh, and I'm not a headache gal.
Same. I'm not a sickness gal and I'm not a headache gal. I'm a bladder infection gal.
Yeah, well, I had that as well. Fuck me, I've had it all. Anyway, boring baby stuff.
No, I've not finished.
What?
People are going to be interested, I think, in what you're doing after baby because you look really good. And I think it's quite, I think people will want to know that.
I think honestly, like getting your sleep means that you don't have to eat shit all day the next day.
Yeah, that's true. Like, but you look like, what's your belly looking like? Let's have a look.
Still quite big.
Mate. No, I'm not being funny. It looks better.
3.5 weeks.
Than before the baby. And I'll tell you why. Because you've got a bit of something going on, a bit of swelling, it's pushing your skin out.
Yeah.
Your skin looks so, Ashley. Your skin looks so much better now than it did before the baby. Yeah. It's because you're weightier.
So
chunkier.
Well, I'm not like in any big rush to lose all the weight. Like I wear leggings and a black top all the time.
You look
anyway.
Really good. I think when you have a baby, I wouldn't even consider
a diet for a while.
6 weeks before you even consider
it. No, because
you
get really ill otherwise.
And life's depressing enough. Like you've not slept and then you're not eating either.
Fuck
like,
that.
No, you need your crisps.
No.
Right, that's boring. Baby's done.
Right, okay, Christmas. We will keep it quick, guys, because I am fucking over it and it went on too long for me.
You had a baby at such a shit time.
It was such a shit time.
Anybody, I mean, I'm end of November, which is close to being really shit. A day apart or something. Really, really shit. But December babies, Why would you? I would abstain from sex 9, 10 months, yeah, whatever it is before that, to not have a December baby. Yeah, why would you do that?
I know,
that?
Mental.
Like, it's shit.
And then my birthday is this
January,
month,
which is even more worse. Shit.
So yeah, Christmas was fine, but next year I'm not, no less presents. I hid half of the kids' presents in the cupboard and they didn't even notice.
Honestly, presents. I said this year that I'm not going to go wild for Thea, but the hard thing is we've got this blended family,
so you get presents off different people.
Everyone gets presents, everybody, and the logistics are really difficult because, like, obviously she gets presents from us, then she gets presents the next day because she goes to her dad on Boxing Day.
I'm the same,
because
yeah,
over my dead body will she go on Christmas Eve or yeah, Christmas Day. So Boxing Day she goes to her dad, so she gets a load more. The James's kid, he has them on Christmas Day as well,
yeah,
at some point, so they get the double the amount. And I just find it, I think it's overwhelming, and I honestly, and I
and
don't
you go to bed that night with your mind racing about all the jobs you need to do in the morning.
I just think it was too much. But I had a really lovely Christmas. I have chilled. I've not woken up before 9 o'clock at all until
that's
today.
So, yeah,
I've just chilled.
Like,
I've enjoyed myself. I've not gone out. Mm. I've not. Part of me was gutted that I didn't do. You know, when I was watching everyone's Instagram and they all had these gorgeous,
oh,
sparkly
God,
outfits and really aesthetic pictures.
Well, no,
trees.
You had your sexy fish night where you were sick.
I've not drunk since then. Oh, like, obviously, I've just had 2 shots.
sorry, but, pick me, girl.
I've not drunk since then.
Oh,
I've not been drunk
God,
since then, because that was. That was horrific.
That was a lot. How long did it take you to get over that?
I'm still not over it.
What, have you got the fear still?
I am scared about what I could potentially do. Yeah, I can't.
What, like, so you don't want to drink again? No, like that?
I'm scared.
Like, yeah,
I don't have a filter. I'm scared of what I can do. I'm yeah, scared of myself.
If James woke up the next day and turned around to you and went, you literally got naked,
yeah, you
in
did
sexy
a shit
fish last night, you did a shit on everyone's table,
I would,
and then you walked out.
I would
out,
check that I'd wiped my ass properly. Like, that's how I would believe. If James said, you performed a sex act on a random man on the stage, I would apologise and beg for forgiveness. Like, I don't remember.
And you could have been in the mood to do that. You don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes I've performed sex acts by mistake before, after a few. Like, I've done all this before. Yeah, it was a lot. So no, I've not drunk since. So
it's,
I didn't drink over Christmas.
It's the fear, isn't it?
We're meeting up on Saturday, aren't we, hon?
We're not drinking too much.
I thought you were going to say we're not drinking, then I was like...
No, we'll have like a few glasses of wine.
I'm not drinking wine.
What are you drinking?
Vodka lemonade.
Okay.
I can't drink wine. I just can't. That's
yeah, maybe that is what I...
Wine.
Because I
not...
don't eat that much, like, white wine gets you fucked.
And with lemonade, and like I drink it, it's like a fucking, it's like the fruit shoot. Like, no. Like,
yeah, and also I've got all these hormones. It's
flying
not
around
good,
your body. Oh, you're
going
to get really pissed and do yeah, really weird shit.
Oh,
and
no.
Really, like, cryy. And I think you're going to be all boo-hooing.
No, I'm not.
So we're meeting our friend Steph, aren't we, who we desperately need to
yeah,
see. So it's going to be really nice. What are you wearing?
Something like this.
No. Are we dating? What are we?
Leggings are all that fed me right now,
what
Lauren.
What are we doing?
So you come to mine and we'll go to Aldi Markets.
What kind of vibe is that?
Like this kind of vibe.
Very casual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay. And we have a few wines there.
Yeah.
But you know we're not going to go home. So
I know,
we need to make sure that we're dressed appropriately for the next place.
Oh no, Lauren, I've got the fear already.
No,
on Monday we're going to be like, what?
I've just got a feeling that that's what's going to happen.
Oh,
so
God,
let's just wait and see. And I'll sleep at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sleep at yours. We'll
yeah,
have a few drinks. We won't go while James is away.
Oh yeah,
By the time this goes on, he'll be back. So any exes like who listen to this, if you were going to turn up at my house... don't, because he'll be back. there's any exes out there that were planning to form an orderly queue and beg for me back.
And anyone that met a lad called James in Val d'Isère, don't message Lauren, because I can't see, I'm blind.
He's gone to somewhere called, right, you'll have to tell me how to pronounce this.
I'm not a ski gal.
Tons. He's gone somewhere in France.
Is it France?
And it's next to Val d'Isère, and they're going skiing.
They're going to get fucked.
When I agreed to this, I really thought it was like an exercise holiday.
We actually spoke about this on the
yeah,
pod.
And I genuinely
and it all got cut out.
Oh, really?
About the strip club thing.
Oh, yeah. So I honestly thought that this holiday, when he's like, I'm going to go skiing with
Dead
my mate.
Dead tame.
I was like, skiing?
I was
absolutely. Hyped. It's like, he might as well have said, I'm going to go on a bike ride. No. I was like, skiing? Yeah, of course.
How
babe.
Wholesome.
How wholesome. How good for your legs.
Yeah.
Go skiing.
You'll come back, you'll revive.
Suntan from the reflection of the snow. Mm. Stunning. Next thing, he's on his phone, swiping away. And I could hear this like, boom, 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 boom. What are you looking at? He like sheepishly turned his phone at me. Do you know what goes on at skiing?
Mate, I know what goes on at skiing.
The dancing, the fist bump. Yeah. There are women. Women, I did not
know. No, there's loads of strip
clubs.
Sexy
women.
There's loads of strip clubs.
Swedish women. French women.
I had quite a few clients that were strippers, and they used to, in the winter, like at this time of year, go out to like Val d'Isère and stuff, and they said they earned so much money. It's like golf holidays. Men will find pussy where they want to find pussy, and if they're on a golf trip,
this pussy is there.
Well, you remember what happened on Footballer's Wife's golf trip.
So there's pussy at golf trips?
Everywhere.
There's pussy everywhere.
Everywhere. We need dicks everywhere.
So there's pussy everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. So they go, I mean, James won't do that. James won't do that.
No, he actually won't. He's such a pussy himself. He actually won't do that. But and also, he can't anymore. So this is what I said to him.
Why?
I was like, you do know that everyone knows who you are now, darling. I said, so if a girl says something and you can't hear what she said, don't lean in. And say, sorry, what did you say? Because then some fucker will get a picture of you.
Lauren, that's so mean and controlling.
Well, I don't care. It's true. And I said, so just keep the distance. Keep a two. I think a meter distance is fine.
Yeah.
What's a meter?
What was the COVID one? Three?
Three then.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fine from women. Now, those places, to be honest, look very cozy. They are very close to each other. So
I
you can't
just
go.
Would not want to be like wet and cold.
I don't get the skiing thing. Girls, if boys message us with your skiing, tell us your dirty
skiing secrets. Do you know
what,
girls? If you want to go and get some cock,
go for cock.
Go skiing.
Go for cock.
Or go on a golf
holiday.
Not this
weekend, because my cock's there. My cocky skiing this weekend.
Yeah, but like, I think girls, like
skiing is
fuck
yeah.
Ocean Beach.
And skiing isn't cheap, so you are only getting premium cock.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Val d'Isère, there is only the premium cock there. Or go to Dubai and go to the nicest hotels and hang around the lobby. Premium cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
get the
we
good
taught
stuff.
Them all this. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Get the good
stuff. When, girls, whenever you're, because like this time of year, you are like booking your girls' trips so you can get in shape. Just remember, do not ever scrimp on the accommodation, girls. Yes, at the time you might think we can stay in this fucking Airbnb in the arse end of nowhere, or we can stay in this 5-star hotel. I'm telling you
the
now,
after
girls,
parties.
This is the best advice I will give you. Whenever I have literally had to get my fucking Aqua card out and pay for a room in a 5-star hotel, the whole trip has been paid for by a man that I have met in the hotel bar.
Preach.
There we go.
And
start
let me tell
2024 you, in the best way.
You ain't meeting nobody good in the lobby of Five Palm.
Or
I can tell you that.
The lobby of O Beach Ibiza.
You need to be staying premium.
Yeah.
Because the people that are there, the after parties, the connections, you go there, you meet someone, you've got a yacht for the whole week.
Yeah. And also,
why
then,
spend your own money?
Why?
Spend
they pay your bill at the end. Where
I've never
you've
had my
like,
bill paid at the end.
Oh yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you remember when our friend went to Dubai and she overheard this Russian guy and he was absolutely fucked by the pool, and he was with all these different girls, like was sending them all drinks over all day, and she got his name and his room number.
Did she put everything on?
And she put her whole fucking
that
thing on.
Does anyone
you wouldn't
else
do that in Dubai though if you got caught?
Does anyone else do that where you just when you're at a hotel just try a few different room numbers a few times? No.
No, Lauren. Oh. I've when, never.
What? So when you so say your room's 223,
you're right though. They could easily fucking do that.
I've done that. So say your room.
Have you actually?
Yeah, it's not normal. No. So say your room's 223. You put 233. Oh,
233, and then a scribble because everyone's fucked
everyone's
anyway.
Everyone's fucked anyway. You've never done that.
I've done it on a family
holiday.
Yeah, but
mate.
Knowing me, like. I'm very noticeable. They'd be like, it was her.
It was her with the big bottom.
Yeah.
With a huge bottom.
Yeah, her.
No, because I just feel like if it's a big hotel and there's different bars, like, try it, guys. Don't try it. If you get caught, I didn't tell you to do it.
Yeah, but we are telling you now to go the extra mile on the hotel, because I'm telling you, you will need less euros
in the long run.
Your DHgate Louis Vuitton bag.
You'll save a lot.
Let's wrap that table talk conversation up.
Yes, because that could lead us into some issues.
And we are advocates, and we have got some stories.
We've done it for years, and I have no shame in
that. We've got the hacks, the trips, the
everything that you want.
The tips, the tricks.
But this leads us on. So, guys, you know that we always want you to get in touch. You can always get in touch. Ask us questions. Please contact us. Talk to us about everything. We have mixed things up a little. Okay?
Yeah.
You might feel a little sad, but you don't need to. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have our normal Wednesday weekly. That is always going to be there for you guys to catch up with us. But our Friday bonus, we're going to have over on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Reason being, you might think that we're uncensored now. Darling.
There's a lot that we cut out, and we feel like we want it to be pure, unfiltered chat. And unfortunately, we cannot do this on this platform alone.
There are haters in every fucking corner.
And I mean, I could need to go and get a job at like HSBC in a few years.
You ain't ever working at HSBC. Well,
I mean, they'd Google me and I would just...
You'd be dead.
The door would be slammed in my face.
We want to have somewhere that feels more of a safe space. A little more of a safe space, yeah? So if we do our bonus episode over on Patreon, we can be so bloody unfiltered.
And you can too.
I thought you meant me. I was like, yeah, me. Yes, I'm on this. And you, Ashley. No, you guys can. So any questions that you have for us, even if they're like, gross.
We will answer the questions.
We'll answer them.
We will answer it. And we will tell you.
Go into our bonus. We're also going to do a little thing, which we love the idea of, where it's like a little bit of a Facebook memory throwback.
Yeah.
So on our Patreon, what we'll probably do is post a picture of Ashley from 2000 and nothing, me, old pictures of us, and we'll talk about those times. And we want you to send in your Facebook memories, like the things that you've done when you were younger. So it's still going to be amazing. Still going to give you all the advice. It's going to be over on Patreon. And this episode is still going to feature everything that you want, everything that you need. We're still going to talk about what we've been up to. We're still going to give you advice. Everything is going to be the same, but the bonus is just going to move location.
Exactly. And here is a little clip just to get your taste buds tingling. That's like my dad.
Mate, have you seen
my dad?
If he was fit, not that he's not. He said, I bet that still smells when we get home tonight. We got home and it still smelled of arse.
I can't stand the man. He gives me and his music when it comes on. I'm like, ah!
Let me tell you this. He's not going to like me saying this. I don't think he'll care.
He won't subscribe anyway.
He won't subscribe, no. Only on the bonus would I have admitted that.
So guys, if you enjoyed that, sign up in the link in our bio and be part of the Nip Tuck Club. We promise we will give the goods and you will absolutely love it over there.
You're going to love it.
Let's have a break.
Let's have a break. There's been a lot of catching up. Let's have a minute and then let's reconvene.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Reconcile?
Yeah.
No, reconvene.
Potato.
It's reconcile, actually. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're back.
We're back, baby. So, right, this bargain bucket's a little bit different. Let's talk about what we bought over Christmas, because there was Black Friday, so I feel like we bought loads of stuff. And then I've used it all over Christmas, and now we can talk about it.
Right. Absolutely fine. I've not really bought that much, you know.
You bought the Westman stuff and you hate it.
I hate it. So you recommended a while ago the, what's it called?
Skin Tint.
Right, so I've used it now. I it's expensive stuff,
so expensive.
Right? So I've used it 3-4 times before I decided that I was giving it to you.
Yeah.
And it's in my handbag to give you.
But you not use for me. Their bronzer and you love that.
I love their contour sticky thing. Yeah. I feel like the shade of it is really nice. It's like a cooler shade rather
Westman
than orange.
Westman Altilia, guys.
Westman Altilia.
It's on Cult.
Yeah, that's my only thing. However, what you showed me this morning.
Right, okay. So it's a pressed powder from Westman Altilia, and I got it in shade Pink Bubble, so it's pink.
Don't be frightened by that.
Don't be frightened by
it. It isn't
pink.
Yeah,
and then this was, by the way, the best purchase of 2023, I would say.
It's
and
so good.
And I did
good.
It at the end of the year. Then I've got the Beauty Blender double-sided thing, like it's like a triangle powder puff.
Yeah,
again, 10 out of 10.
Really like it.
Both of them together,
it holds the product well.
Stunning.
And it pushes
flawless.
It in nicely as well.
Flawless.
Whereas your normal powder pads kind of make it sit funny sometimes. Yeah. So really recommend that from Beauty
I bought
Blender.
A few bits from Victoria Beckham Beauty.
What do you think?
Good.
You're just saying that because it's Victoria Beckham. Because I wouldn't want to slag her off either.
No, good. And packaging is nice, but worth the price? No.
Really?
The
how much?
Doll, the doll glosses are better than hers.
Oh, you heard it
the
here
colours
first.
Are stunning, but like for...
How much?
I can't remember. I got it on Black Friday.
Okay.
Do you know think James the bronze said is about 60 quid.
That he thinks Victoria Beckham's sexy and he
I
must...
I think...
No, he must because
Ed's
he's never...
favourite Spice Girl.
He's never ever said anything about another woman, ever. And then all of a sudden he was like,
how is she so skinny after having all those
she
kids?
Is sexy in the crisp white shirt. Mm. She has got something about her and she takes the piss out of herself, which I like.
Yeah.
So you thought it was good, but probably not worth the money. Bit of a hype.
I mean, I...
You don't want to
slag
Victoria Beckham off.
I'm very frivolous, so I always have to remember if I had to pick a product, so like the doll bronzer over hers, I would pick the doll and it's a quarter of the price.
Right, so you have to remember that some people have a budget.
But for the way the package looks on my desk, stunning. But okay. Is that what I'm buying makeup
No, it's
for?
Not. It's not.
I've heard, guys, we need to go and buy this actually. The L'Oreal new serum foundation I've heard is
what's
absolutely...
What's it called?
Is it True Match or something?
So, a makeup...
Sasha has been posting
has, a makeup artist I follow called... I can't remember. From Australia, has just posted saying she used it and for the price point, thought it was fantastic.
Fantastic. So Sasha, our friend Sasha Atwood, she uses the L'Oreal Skin Perfector, which is green. She puts it on, then she puts that on and her skin looks flawless.
I mean, she's about 5 as well, which helps.
Well, yeah.
She's stunning.
And when we went out with her a few weeks ago, I said to her, oh my God, Sasha, what have you got, like, what on your skin? And she went, well, I work with L'Oreal, but honestly, Ashley, this stuff is unreal. So
L'Oreal.
Hit us
up.
Here we are.
Here we are. We are ready for you to tint our
skin. Oh my God. Do you remember
and if
when
it's
we
shit,
were
I won't
younger,
tell anyone.
Do you know, I feel like I'm scarred by drugstore foundations
same.
From when we were younger.
Dream Matte Mousse. Same.
Dream Matte Mousse. Fucking collection 2000.
No, I'm the same. And
that Max
I'm
Factor
so snobby.
Mousse one as well.
I'm so snobby about
drugstore.
I'll be honest, I 100%
but I feel
am.
Like it's all changed now.
Well, you told me that the manufacturers of something and something
Chanel Beauty and Bourjois was the same company.
So, like, are we being stupid here? I will not buy drugstore.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
I'm
really
are.
Funny about it.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to look into that.
I
a
feel
little
like
more.
Foundations are so expensive now. Like the one that I get is about 60 quid.
So I had my makeup trial.
Yeah.
For my wedding. I mean.
Oh no.
No, no.
Oh.
No, no, no. Not her. She is unbelievable. It wasn't that. What it was is I don't like wearing a lot of makeup, do
no,
I? I just don't.
Older.
I don't. I
feel
makes
like
me feel
our age,
older.
Yeah.
I prefer not.
Because you can see all of our fine lines.
Exactly. So in general, I very rarely get my makeup done and think, ooh, stunner. I just don't. She did a lovely, like,
and
a
they
good
look
job.
Good on pictures.
They
don't forget that.
Yeah. And I also.
Looking good on camera and picture and in real life are three totally different things. Like, I feel like, who was it? My friend met Kim Kardashian and I said, oh my God, what does she look like? And she was like, Ashley, she had so much makeup on, but then I took a picture of her and she looked insatiable. So it's like, what do we want to do? Do we want to look good in real life? Do we want to look good on pictures?
Yeah, but mate, on your wedding day, all of pictures. The above. No. I don't want someone looking at me and thinking, you ugly bride. Like,
like when you're on a night out and you go out for a faggy, you look at each other and you're like, oh Jesus Christ.
And they've got those spotlights outside and you're like, oh.
My face has been in the Maldives and my neck's been in rotten stall. Fucking hell. Lauren, what am I going to do?
No, it's true.
It's true.
It's really
true. So I want like craters.
I want to look good on the day.
I just want to look good all the fucking time. But I want to look good
on the pictures. Anyway, it was really good. And she was amazing. But I also had loads of spots as well. Can I recommend? It.
Why have you still got spots? You have every product under the sun.
I've got one.
I'm sorry I'm being a pick me girl. No, but I don't get them.
Spots? No, I don't.
I honestly put that down to celery juice.
So. I never get spots. In the past probably 2 months, I've been getting one. That's horrific
hormonal
one.
Though,
it's diet, mate. It's my diet. That's diet. And it's the cheek one. And it's picking, it's messing and getting in the mirror and peeking and squeezing.
Can I just say though, do you know what is really, 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 really good? Putting fake tan on your face and neck.
I don't suit it.
Why?
I look like a prick.
Why?
I look like I've been down the mines in Bake Up next to the shoe factory in Rottenstall. I look like I've been down the mines.
Left at the pie factory.
Honestly, doesn't suit me. Sticks in my paws. Doesn't look good on me.
You tried the new fake tans? You've not, have
yes,
you?
I look much better when I am just pale in the face, not the body. I don't.
What the fuck?
I do. My skin looks so much nicer. But anyway, I've not finished my fucking point.
Go on.
So this makeup artist told me that I said I use Armani foundation. She was like, nice. She said, but not good for all day. Not good for weddings and not good for TV. She said she did a lady once on Loose Women. I didn't like to ask who. I wanted to know.
Why the fuck?
I was thinking about you and I thought, Ashley, but oh, who? What was she like?
Going to a makeup artist and go, who's the most famous person you've ever done? Who's the prettiest? Obviously, apart from me.
honestly, I knew when I was sat there, I was thinking, Ashley would ask now. And I actually didn't care either. I don't care what they're like and I don't care because I don't know them. But anyway, she did someone for Loose Women and she said on the first day she used Armani because it was this new thing at the time and she was like, I was watching.
And it is a fab foundation.
She said, I was watching the woman on the camera thinking, I fucked up. She said it was all coming off. So she recommends for wedding days Dior face and body, is it? Face something?
Yeah. And it comes in the squirty thing.
So you already know, of course.
Makeup Forever Dior range is made for like event makeup.
So she said that she would recommend that for a wedding, not Armani. So it's a good job I'm not doing my own.
Do you remember when we used to wear fucking double wear?
Oh. People still wear that.
I actually went through a phase when we were recording and it actually looked okay.
What about the double wear concealer? I'd be more happy the using double the double wear concealer really nice. And then a lighter foundation.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we need to contour with a concealer more. I've bought a really good concealer recently from Kosas. And
you always talk about them, don't you?
Natasha Denona.
Again, another one that I've seen a lot that I would never particularly look to buy but meant to be good.
Cult again.
Is it Cult Beauty for that one? Yeah. Well, there you go. I'll tell you what, I would like to try Hourglass.
That's the one that I wear.
I'd like to try everything that they've got.
Oh, it's stunning.
Is it actually? No, it looks nice and it reels me in.
Oh, it's the best.
Really?
Unreal.
Everything?
Everything.
So should I begin now to make...
I mean, I bought the palette... And then you bought the palette and I was like, oh God, waste of money. Do you remember the palette with the highlighters and the blushes?
I got it on sale.
But and you said that to me. But their
and
foundation...
And I said, oh look, no, this is what happened. I'll tell you what happened. I went shopping, had a lovely day shopping. Went to Grantley Hall. I took a picture of my purchase on my bed, really chuffed with my little self, my little discount. Ashley replied to my story. That's shit. After I'd laid out my purchases ready for Instagram to see, I've got that, it's shit. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, their foundation and their concealer is stunning. But do you know what? I must say, I got sent a mascara from an expensive brand
recently. Is it the one that I got as well?
Yeah. don't get it out of the box, mate. I look like I was on crack after
really?
An hour. It was fucking, I was like, hello.
I'm
like, you know when you've been out somewhere and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, why the fuck did no one tell me? And it was shit. The best mascara we use is the Maybelline Sky High.
I agree. I got that same package of stuff. I've not opened it because you told me not to. It's in my gifting box. So, well, somebody, some poor relative will get that for Christmas. I'm not even going to try it, but it's meant
to be. Save that for the bonus, Lauren.
Yes, exactly.
That's where we slag our mother-in-laws off. Anyway, moving
let's
on
talk
quickly.
About that in the bonus. Right, we've got listener messages. I'm still here for the hill. I'm just quickly, woo, trying to clean up. I'm there with a brush trying to sweep up the mess that Ashley's just made with her family. Okay, right, a beauty hack. We've got questions here for you guys, as always.
Go.
Hi, both. Happy New Year and so excited for the pod to come back. My hair is really fine and wispy. Oh, join the club. And I want it to grow thicker and longer this year. Don't we all? Mm. Without using hair extensions. Good luck. Do you have any tips? Would you recommend oiling your scalp? And how often do you wash your hair?
Okay. I go for a weekly blow dry unless I'm despo on a Friday. So once a week I wash my hair.
I just
hair.
Could not.
Really?
Every other day.
Do you not think that's a blonde hair thing?
It's a no hair thing. When you've only got three strands, you need to keep them very clean.
Really?
Yeah, my hair is... I've got... Oh, my God, by the way. Sorry, but can you remember when we were recording and I had to go brown because my hair thought... Can you remember how short my fringe was? Yeah. Can you it's, just... No, look
you're
how
on
much,
a hair growth journey.
Me, look here. Look how much... Look, for me, like for me. Well, mine, do you remember it was so short?
Kids, it all fell out.
Right. Hair fell out on your vagina. Do you remember, though, listen, how short it was?
Yeah.
And it's grown. Yeah. Right? And I have to wash mine every other day, though.
You can't necessarily make your hair too much thicker, but you can make more of it, I think. So
I know. You can't make more of it. You've got the amount of follicles that you've got. What you mean
but, I mean,
is...
stimulate the growth.
You can stimulate the holes, the follicles that you've got.
Yeah.
You said it the other way around.
Okay.
Well, let's not
fake look, news. Fake
I'm just
news.
Concerned out there that there's some bald bitches listening
right.
that are like me. They haven't got any hair and you've just sold them
get
something.
Get on a plane to Turkey. That
get
is our
to Turkey.
Answer.
We cannot give you more follicles, guys.
No. So, okay. Micro needling is amazing for hair growth, whether or not it's dry needling or needling with something into it like an oil or a
growth
stem
factor.
Cell, something like that. So, you can buy a needle. Roller off Amazon for like so cheap. So
you can make
there.
Your own with some knitting needles and a ball.
What I would say is do the needling before bed and sleep. Don't wash your hair for a while just because of infection and stuff like that. And if you're putting a product in, it needs time to soak in. Another thing for hair growth, I did not know this, and my friend told me this hack. We should not dry our hair with a towel. It should be with a t-shirt.
What?
Because it makes your hair snap off.
So when I dry my hair, I never, never, never do this.
No, you shouldn't do that.
I just pat.
It's supposedly like a viscose fabric on your hair makes the world a difference.
Oh, really?
I also sleep on a satin or a silk pillow.
Absolutely on my list of this
I
year.
I always use... you can get two pairs on Amazon for £7 of the satin ones and they come out of the wash. You don't even need to iron them.
Yeah, honestly, that's
it's
on
that,
my list
even
massively.
Though the silk, they say there's benefits for the skin and hair. Really, it's that whole like dragging
it's
while
it's dragging,
you're
I agree.
So satin will do just fine. It's not a money thing. Then, another thing, when you are done washing your hair in the shower, switch it on to cold and blast your hair with cold to seal in any of the products that you've used.
Yes, I've heard this one.
Also, when you're brushing your hair, start from the ends and work your way up.
Especially with extensions, don't drag the roots. So people who wear extensions,
don't
obviously
brush from the root down.
You've already got that pressure on your scalp. Mm. And I've tried loads of different extensions to find the right ones because my hair's so fine that the last thing I want to do is damage it even further.
Yeah.
And when I'm washing, brushing, drying mine, even when I go for a blow, I hold the weave at the top.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or I hold the bonds to sit. Because hairdressers sometimes like...
Oh my God, I went for a blow dry once and she ripped all my tapes out and I just sat there crying.
I remember
them.
That.
And I was going on a date that night.
I remember that.
Remember?
Was that?
Yeah.
Some of mine fell out when I, like with the hair on it when I went.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I hold
fucking
it.
Fucking
Slut. I hold it and it then when they drag it. Other thing.
I do that with my boobs when I'm having sex.
You hold them?
Yeah.
Do you?
Stop them falling off. Anyway, next.
And your ass. I also use a silk, try and use silk bubbles. What you don't realise, if you have your hair and you think, oh, I'm being really good here, I've got a bit of conditioner and I've got it in a low bun, you've got a bobble around it. That bobble is constantly causing tension in the same place.
Yeah.
So you need a good thing. And when you go to bed at night, plait your hair.
And never sleep with wet hair.
It's a no.
That is a no. Don't leave your hair wet for too long. Oils, castor oil, rosemary oil.
Rosemary oil is meant to be good, isn't it?
The best oil is actually called Botana oil.
And what do we do with that?
Put
it in every orifice.
Put it in your hair. You can buy it off Etsy.
Right,
I think it's from Jamaica. And basically, it's like
glue.
You put it in your hair and it's the best thing to make your hair grow.
There you go. Also, there are different supplements you can take. We take hair growth ones. So there's certain things that you can take as well that are really, really good, that work. Loads of them actually do work. So we'll have to get a list together for you.
But be aware, though, of a certain brand of hair growth that a lot of influencers promote, which is a load of poo, and it's full of sweeteners, additives, and
dog shit.
Bullshit.
Dog shit and bullshit. You're taking bullshit tablets. So yeah, we'll talk to you about that another time, maybe on a bonus. Mm. But yeah, there are different tablets you can take. I have found mine has grown so much and it is literally hair protection spray.
Oh my God.
There's a L'Oreal one that Callum recommended to me and I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
And he said that is the Colour one.
Wow, green tea one is unreal.
There's some really good, you need to protect your hair before you dry
it. Stunning. Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can
try not to bleach it. This is the problem when you're blonde.
And don't, as well, after you've had a baby, don't bleach your hair for a while because you'll think, yay, I got away with not losing my hair. And then 6 months later, you'll wake up with no hair. Yeah,
and not only have you got a six-month-old, you're bald too.
Yeah.
Like, the pair of those
and
things
are not great.
And your
body's fucked.
And your body's fucked. So that's the last thing. And you realise that 6 months later, it ain't ever going to go back to normal either.
No.
You've got the hope. You've got the hope. Yeah. I'll snap back 6 months. This
oh
is
my
it
God.
Then forever.
Can we just talk about something that I wanted to tell you about just before we round up? So, did you not think there was loads of engagement and pregnancy announcements over Christmas?
Everyone saves it for Christmas. New Year and we are welcoming.
Through, and I was like, what the fuck? Pregnancy,
engagement, people
save
it.
And I felt really sorry. Like, my sister was sat there and she was like, why is everyone getting engaged and pregnant?
Yeah, I think when you get to a certain age, that is a worry,
isn't
it?
Just stay off Instagram.
Just don't look. No, I think, so for example, what I think happens is this. You find out you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You think, when am I going to announce? You look in the diary. Father's Day. Yeah. And you do a...
You're going to be a daddy.
And you do extra special Father's Day this day because he's going to be a daddy. You do New Year.
Yeah.
You do Christmas in front of the tree. You do Mother's Day. You do your birthday. What else could you do? Valentine's Day. Another heart to love.
What's that? From Mine to Yours as well that was all over fucking
Instagram.
Yes,
From Mine to Yours.
It's
as in
better
from
than
my...
Boy Done Good, though.
Oh, I think people have stopped that now. Mm. But yeah, From Mine to Yours. Does that mean from my family to your family?
Yeah, like, fuck off. Anyway, the new thing I've heard off TikTok is hard launching babies. So
that sounds like chucking a baby across the fucking room at a wall. Guys, don't hard launch any babies anymore.
Lauren, we're not cool if we're announcing our pregnancy before the baby's here.
You wait and then just take a picture. Bam.
You wait and then, like what Paris Hilton did. Mom, meet my baby. Like,
can we just... Was that real?
And then here's another one.
Was that real?
Yeah.
Her mum had never met the baby. She didn't even tell her mum that she was having a baby.
No.
Well, that's not normal.
Because she said that she was scared her mum was going to tell all of her friends. But do you remember on Housewives, Lisa Rinna said, I've met the devil and it's Kathy Hilton. Yes. So ever since Lisa Rinna did that, I've been wary of Kathy
Hilton.
Did
you see Lisa Rinna
naked?
We both sent it to each other at the exact...
I love her.
And a vagina look. Did you zoom in at a vagina?
No.
Why?
Tits. I don't know.
I went straight in at the fanny.
Well, anyway, so the thing
to do
now, girls, is... Don't announce that you're pregnant until you've had the baby because we're losers if we do that.
Right.
It's not cool to do pregnancy announcements anymore.
Right, but tell me, if you do a lot of Instagrammy, what the fuck do you post? when you've got a big old fat face and swollen nose.
They hide it. Because you can't hide. I could have probably hidden that.
Yeah, and then you just do a bam, that's my baby.
I felt like I had to say, though, because I talk about everything on here.
Yeah, you couldn't not say you were pregnant. Like, that'd be weird.
No, but I didn't with Teddy, did I, till I was, like, 5 months.
Did you not?
No.
There's been a lot of kids out of your stomach. I can't remember.
Yeah, so...
People keep asking me, are you going to have a baby after the wedding? Are you trying for a baby?
Don't do a scam picture, though. Like, I don't want to see you pissed on pregnancy test and your fucking scan.
With your
date of birth at fucking Rotten Store General I'll be and much, you're pissed on stick.
No, I'll be much more inventive. As you know, I'm getting good at reels now. I'll be much, much more inventive.
They're giving
that.
Drunk there'll mum be a, on Facebook.
There'll be a background of music. From the first time I saw you, we fell in love and I can't wait to meet you. And then it like, and then it'll be James in slow-mo like, and then we'll do this.
No, but...
And I'll put my hand to my mouth in slow-mo. Oh, my God. And then I'll go like this to him. And he'll go, no. And I'll be nodding. It'll be in quiet. You won't be able to hear it. There'll be music. I'll be showing him the test and he'll be going, no. Shaking his head and I'll be going, yes. Nodding and then we'll hug.
Right, at what point, by the way, are we setting cameras up in the corner of the room while we show?
What, imagine if your fella went, you're fucking kidding! You said you were on the pill! You said you were on the pill! Imagine, and you're like, I'm sorry, Steve, I'm sorry, hands in the air, I shouldn't have done it, I missed one day of it, I'm really sorry, but we've got loads of kids and we love them. Fuck off, Stacey, fuck off. Imagine, you tried to film it and that's what ended up. Guys, if you've ever done an announcement and it went really badly, I probably shouldn't say this.
Go on.
When I got pregnant with Thea, my partner's mum and dad were underwhelmed, to say the least.
Oh, really?
And I didn't even get...
Oh, I remember that. They didn't acknowledge it.
So I went home that night after ringing him and telling him I'm pregnant. He told his mum and dad. I went home because I lived there on and off. And she was like, so what are you thinking for tea then? And I was just like... I mean, I've already got a baby in my stomach, so I'm not that hungry.
The baby!
So has anyone ever had like a really bad fail? I've still got the video when I told my mum I was pregnant with Thea.
I remember her.
And she goes,
You?
And she goes, fuck! And I then couldn't put it anywhere. I gave her this card and it was like, again, you wait for it. It was Mother's Day. And I gave it her and she was like, and then she went, oh, fuck! She can't talk like that. She's got quite a posh voice. But yeah, so if you've ever had any fails.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap that up there. I think that was quite a good hard launch back.
Hard launch. The hard launch of a baby.
Yeah. Like, well, that it is what it is. It's 2024. That. We're hard launching.
Really, really quickly, resolutions for 24. Don't say I ain't got nanks. I'm too cool for that. You have some. You must do.
Work harder.
Yeah.
Mine is work harder.
I love a new year, new start. It is my...
Every day couldn't be a new start, Lauren. That you've got the wrong mentality there.
No, I just mean I love a new start. So
you
like,
don't have to wait for December 25th. I know,
I'm just saying
pregnancy.
I enjoy a new year. I enjoy the whole thing. Mine is work harder also. Yeah. Work smarter.
Yeah.
Stop oversharing on things that aren't the podcast. Because I meet
and
someone.
And the bonus episode.
Other than them, don't overshare as much. And then my last one is to drink any water.
Yeah.
Even a mouthful when I brush my teeth would be more than what I do now. So just water in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mind's just work harder and try not to get pregnant again.
Yeah, that's important. Can you not? Because every time you get pregnant, you slow down the shit that we've got going on.
Yeah, okay.
I would say our growth has been stunted severely.
Right, okay, guys. Anyway, thank you for listening to Nip Tuck. We will be back next week. Like we said, though, if you want it, tune in to our first X-rated bonus. Head over to our Instagram and in the bio, you can tap it and you can sign up for Patreon. Leave us a glowing 5-star review.
Or you will be barred.
Follow us on Instagram at NipTuckPod. Send us in, girls, your table whore moments.
What's the best thing you've got for free out of a man? Or what is the best... Ash's eyes just went like this, adding up. Like, what's the best, like, did you go on holiday and get it paid for? What's the best tape? Like, what have you done?
And also,
what
like,
scam?
How do you avoid having to shag them? Tell us all you scamming.
No, because you get them, you, Yeah, true.
Yes. No, once you've given it away, then the chase is over, darling. Yeah,
only legal scamming.
Yeah, legal scamming.
What's the difference?
Yeah, you've not taken their credit card or signed their hotel room bill.
No, more just a flash of a nipple across a bar for a free drink type thing is what I was thinking.
Anyway, lots of love. Thank you,
everyone. Bye, guys. Love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.